you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, sports!
I see that T-shirt everywhere now on social media. Not that Tom invented that term, but the way he said it was perfect for our show. But you see T-shirts, some people just say, yay, sports.
We got some yay sports news coming up, actually. Right. Yeah.
Puss, did you get that email, by the way?
I did, yes. Okay, great. I'll post that whenever you do the story.
Excellent. Michelle Bachman, birthday this day, though. I want to start with 1993. Arthur Ashe died at 49 years old. AIDS. This was AIDS-related phenomena, about say, pneumonia. A blood transfusion during heart bypass.
Right. She's not running for Congress because or Senate because... apparently, God didn't answer anything.
Right, he didn't answer.
He didn't even answer.
He didn't even pick up.
He said,
Yeah,
he said,
She asked.
Well, he's got caller ID.
It kept going to voicemail.
If you're God and Michelle Bachman's calling, you ain't answering. Oh, Jesus, he's thinking. And he said, what? Because you know, Jesus is right there with him, I'm sure.
Yeah, just let that one ring, man.
Let that one ring.
She'll call back.
I think he'd just pick up and say,
No.
And then she wouldn't bother him anymore.
Well, maybe he knows no answer means no. She'll get to drift. If I ain't answering.
No, I think she's the kind of person that you got to speak directly to.
Yeah, maybe. But she said, I'm not running because.
And emphatically, he should have answered the phone and said, no, not ever. Don't ask me again.
Well, the reason she's not running is because they did research and found out she'd get her ass kicked. I guarantee it's not Jesus not calling.
Well, God was doing the polling.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's it.
You just have somebody else at the gates answer the phone. No, God here.
Remember,
wrong number.
She was a congressman that represented a certain area. Senators represent the whole state. She wouldn't have got elected. But go ahead. You mentioned Michelle Bachman.
Arthur Ashe. I just kind of forget about him sometimes.
49.
Yeah. 49 years old.
Didn't know he was that young.
Yeah, man. And then this was a couple guys had birthdays yesterday. I thought it was shaping up for a great game of who's taller, so I carried it into today.
All right.
The Hammer, Hank Aaron's 84 years old.
Yeah.
And Roger Staubach, great Dallas Cowboy quarterback, is 76. Who's taller?
Staubach.
Yeah, I don't think Hank
quarterbacks
was...
are generally tall.
I don't know, man.
The Hammer.
I've watched the Hammer play. You know, saw him play. You know, I'm old. I saw him play.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Staubach.
Yeah, I'll just go Staubach too.
Yep, good deductive reasoning there. Quarterback 6'3". Roger Staubach 6'3". Hank Aaron 6 foot.
I wouldn't have guessed that. Staubach was that tall, though. Yeah.
A couple Super Bowl historical dates. The Patriots beat the Eagles in 2005 on this day in history. That was their third. And then this day in 2011, Puss and Craig were very happy. Tyler and Todd were not, as the Packers beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl.
Well, Tyler was really not happy. But I showed up, and I was in bad shape that
but
day.
But he won the argument. His team was going to lose.
I did win.
My team's going to lose.
I did win.
I do remember Craig before that playoff run being like more optimistic about something than I'd ever seen, and he was just like, "Yeah, I don't know. I just think they're going to win."
No, he didn't.
That wasn't me.
Yeah, no, you thought they were going to run through the playoffs.
No,
I remember
not the Super Bowl though.
Well, then he backed off
because
they had made it that far. But they were a wild card that year.
Craig and I became unbearable.
Yeah.
They were the last wild card.
Yeah, but you can still win that. Steelers won as a 6 seed 1 year.
Yeah, it happens a lot. Craig had a good feeling about something.
I remember vividly.
We were negative.
I did not agree.
That was 2 weeks of hell between me and Craig. No, we suck. No, we suck. And we're both in the Super Bowl.
All the ratings you're going to see about this most recent Super Bowl, I think the greatest Super Bowl I've seen, the reports are going to be, well, the ratings are down again.
Geez.
Down 7%, smallest in 9 years. Still well over 100 million people.
Right.
And still the 10th most viewed program of all time.
Of all time.
All time.
All yeah. time.
10th most all time.
Oh, man. I tried to get political on Twitter yesterday. I saw a few people. I said, shut up. Just shut up. And for people I know watch the game, too. Something's up. No, nothing's
no.
up.
No. No, here.
If anything, it was Patriot fatigue. And even then, some it's of still that, a 10th of all time.
And a very East Coast biased kind of
do you know
market
any,
of teams.
Do you know yes. anybody that didn't watch that because they like President Trump? No.
Nah,
my
man.
Trump buddies who actually voted for him watched the Super Bowl. So stop that.
And I heard a lot of people
Trump
on the way.
Trump had a party. He had a party.
Sure, of course he did.
Yeah.
I heard people on the way talking about, you know, like, well, who you like, you know, and they'd be like, oh, God, I don't even know if I want to watch. But I bet they watched.
No, I said
I bet
same.
They watched.
Right. I was not excited because it was Patriot fatigue. I thought the Patriots would win, but I watched every play.
My dad got invited to a Super Bowl party over at the Ditkas.
Yep. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Of course you did. I'm just glad nobody knelt, Tom.
I know people that don't pay attention to the NFL week to week during the regular season.
And watch that.
But watch the Super Bowl because
yes.
it's just the Super Bowl.
Well, we proved that. They well, proved that.
Because that's what America does.
Shut up about the ratings.
Yeah, so lowest again in 9 years. Right,
but not the lowest ever. See, that's the thing about that.
Not even close.
If they would say the lowest ever, they'd be like, oh, my God. No.
It's not even close. In 2000, okay, so until 2010, they had never broken the 100 million mark.
Right.
So back in 2009, it was always in the mid-90s, you know, like high 80s, mid-90s yeah. of millions of people watching. So this is just right on course with a business model where
yeah.
you can't continue to escalate always, but they haven't fallen off the map.
No, no.
They haven't fallen back into the early 90s.
No, that's a vendetta by yeah. somebody. It's not working.
And years ago, a guy on his phone couldn't watch the Super Bowl while he's sitting in a plane.
Right.
Several million people watched
now you
the streaming yeah. platforms, right. you bet.
Yeah, I saw more than one guy looking at his phone during the Super Bowl.
I was outside having a cigarette watching it on my phone.
Yeah, so they've got to find a way to measure that, and I've never read how they account for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they can get unique clicks off of that or whatever it's called.
Yeah, all the cord cutters.
Yeah.
Somehow still manage to watch it, and I don't think you can really register that hooked up to a Nielsen box or however they're getting their ratings now.
Yeah.
Whatever the methodology is.
What were you thinking, Puss?
Has your life been negatively affected by not moisturizing your balls?
I have no idea why you brought that up. We're talking sports, but that's okay.
Fair question.
No.
I just wanted to know.
Yeah.
And you remember that guy during the World Series who went 6-for-6 on the first 6 games of the 7 games of the World Series, and then he cashed out. So
Better
he
X.
just doubled it up,
they
doubled it up, doubled it up.
Better X. Instead of Racer X, he's Better X.
And he ended up winning this. 8 figures and
yep.
then punted on Game 7 and just cashed in.
He won like $10 million on the World
right.
Series, I saw.
So apparently he put some large sums on the Super Bowl, and books out of Vegas said, yeah, he got us for about $6 million in the Super Bowl.
And they said they know the big bettors that come in there. This guy, they don't know.
They don't know.
He's Better X.
They don't know.
I saw Outside the Lines talking about.
Dude, yeah.
They know the big money guys. They're Hollywood people. There's some ex-sports stars that have cash. And there are some bettors that have some of that kind of money. But he said, this is a guy that's incognito, Better X.
Yeah. They don't know if he has an edge or if he's just been really lucky. Either way, he's
I say Jesus.
Made almost yeah. $20 million.
Somebody knows the future.
Recently.
It's Better X.
Yeah, I think luck was involved a little bit there.
Still, it takes some balls.
Yeah. Yeah,
any game a chance, luck is involved.
Especially betting on the World Series. I mean,
game by game.
He won every one.
Yeah, 6-for-6 on the 6 games he bet. And he just kept betting what he had.
Yeah.
You know? Well, that parade for the Eagles to celebrate should be interesting television.
Now,
Thursday it'll be.
I would say they're not going to be drunk, but of course they are. They're going to be taking the day off and drinking since 6 and go to the parade.
Yeah.
And they're going to wreck things again.
Right. Throwing batteries and beer cans at their own players.
Right. Duracell encourages it. Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's what they do in Philly.
Right. And likely on the Vikings parade route someday in downtown Minneapolis, a bar called Eagle Bolt Bar. You heard of that one?
I'm not familiar.
No. Neither were Eagle fans when they arrived in Minneapolis, but you know, as they're walking around downtown and they see a bar called Eagle Bolt Bar, like, yeah, let's go in.
Right.
What the hell? Well, apparently Eagle is a common name for gay bars across the world. That's kind of the code.
Puss told me that earlier. Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah. He likes to dance there.
No, he just knows that's a code.
If you're in the mood for dancing, you look for the Eagle.
So, you know, they obviously didn't realize, and they walked in. But I guess a group of Eagle fans were just like, ah, screw it, man. We got seats here. They got TVs. We're getting service. Let's just hang out,
and
right?
The guys got their shirt off, and they look nice.
Probably. And I noticed a picture that one of these Eagle fans had posted, and the bartender is wearing a Yay Sports shirt.
Oh, is that the story I saw?
Really?
Yay
I did
Sports.
See that. That was the gay bar. Got it.
Yeah. So I was like, man, what? That's perfect.
Eagle fan. Yeah, I met a guy. We're kind of dating now. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. He's going to fly back to Philly and meet me, but I'm not gay or anything.
He's just a cool guy.
I'm not just a cool guy.
He's just a cool guy.
I just keep seeing the scene from Police Academy.
Exactly.
When they walk in and somebody grabs him. They just start dancing.
Right. The Patriots, after the Super Bowl, had a big presumptive celebration party planned, and they went ahead and went on with it. J-Lo, Gucci Mane, some players. Bob Kraft was there apologizing to the fans for disappointing them.
Why is J-Lo with that one? Was she a Patriot fan for some reason? She's from, I don't know. She's a New York girl,
exactly.
Yeah, and so's her husband.
She was just booked to be the headliner kind of thing. Yeah,
because they were going to win.
She was performing, correct.
They were going to win.
She was
going to
be performing. So as the crowd was, as you can imagine, a little bit uninterested and probably drunk and just like, this was supposed to be a party, she thought she could pick up their spirits by bringing out her boyfriend, A-Rod.
So yeah.
How do you think a bunch of beaners responded to A-Rod coming out there?
Yeah. Mr. Yankee, they don't like that.
Yeah, really picked him up.
And by beaners, you mean Bean Town folk.
No, you mean, Hispanics.
No.
he did. He meant Hispanics.
No, they like A-Rod.
I read where...
He went all races on that.
There was some Giant fans that were kind of miffed that the Empire State Building was shrouded in green.
Why?
For the Eagles.
Because everybody hates the Patriots.
The Giants are in the same division.
Giants and
Giant
Eagles.
Fan does not that, like the Eagles.
I know that, but even New York wanted the Patriots to lose, right? Because they don't like Boston either. New York doesn't like Boston.
That's probably the reasoning.
They don't. That's the reasoning.
Yeah, well, New York doesn't like either one of those teams.
No, I know that.
Really?
But
I
bet you most New Yorkers were rooting for the Eagles.
I wonder.
I read a few Giant fans said, I got to root for the Eagles. They don't like Boston either.
Right.
They hate them more than they probably hate Philadelphia.
Yeah, and they beat them twice.
Right.
And reports are Giselle, of course, was back in the concourse locker, the back areas after the game.
Was she whining?
No, reports she was actually a really good sport. A lot of Eagles.
Remember the time she bitched about guys not catching the ball when they lost?
Yeah.
She could have said that about her own husband.
Yeah.
If that one guy would have caught that ball.
Who's that 12?
That was your husband.
TB12. Reports are, she was a good sport. She ran into and congratulated a bunch of Eagles who posted about that.
She wants them to quit. I want her to win that battle.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
The other quarterback caught one.
Yeah, did you see that, Tom? But apparently, their 5-year-old daughter was with them, and she just out of nowhere said, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. And Giselle, this was like a media guy happened to be in the locker or in the area and saw it. And Giselle said, just this time, Daddy won 5 times. They never won before. Their whole life, they never won a Super Bowl. You have to let someone else win sometimes.
She's a bitch. She's telling that to a kid?
To a 5-year-old.
Oh, God.
Daddy could win them all, but sometimes you have to let other people win.
Little passive-aggressive crap right there. That was horrible to say to the kid.
Daddy could have won this one if he'd have held on to the damn ball.
Yep, and Nino Brown was actually messing with Tom Brady about it. He went to Twitter and said, he actually hit James Harrison. He said, at James Harrison, tell your guy Tom Brady, I know he just lost his trainer, so if you want to get those hands right, hit me up this offseason.
Good.
I like
Good
that.
For Brown.
Kind of lost in it is Brady did throw for 500 yards, no interceptions, 3 touchdowns. That's just the 6th time in NFL history that's happened, regular or postseason. Mm-hmm. First time that quarterback's lost a game, too. So it was very nice.
He had 400 before the 4th quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, they were getting it around. And we mentioned the Malcolm Butler story a little bit last segment, but this will linger here for a while until they, let us know whatever the fire around the smoke is. There's reports he was maybe caught with marijuana.
Yep.
Reports he broke a curfew. Reports that the backup didn't know until pretty much game time he was going to be playing. So on the surface, that doesn't seem like a football decision for Bill Belichick
because
you have that guy practicing.
He's obviously crying on the sideline right before the game. That's when he found out.
That's when he found out. Yeah. And there's even Patriot players, and this could be dangerous for them, who I don't know their contract situations, but they're liking posts on social media that are ripping Belichick for doing that to Malcolm Butler. I imagine that gets back to Bell.
Yeah, I think it is lame. They want to win the damn game.
Yeah.
And it's weed. If it was weed, who cares? Win the damn game.
Yeah. I don't. I mean, we don't know.
It wasn't caught with heroin. He didn't rape anybody. He didn't murder anybody.
That we know of.
That we know. It was just, well, we don't, no, there's no cops involved here.
No police reports.
Right. I think Craig's right. A baggie fell out of his bag in the locker room.
In the locker room,
yeah,
or something?
Something weird.
What is that? That funny stuff? Right. Something yeah, listen, Malcolm, we're going to have to talk.
Right.
I'll tell you when we get to
kickoff. No hookers? You don't think it was a hooker?
No reports of that yet? No police reports? Nothing. Nothing. And then also, pretty much clearly distracted, was Patriots defensive coordinator, 43-year-old Matt Patricia, who's been officially announced as the Lions head coach. Right. We've known this since before the AFC Championship game. He's got to be the first NFL head coach from Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute.
Know where he's from?
Yeah.
Where's
somewhere? Must be on the Eastern Coast. He ended up coaching at Syracuse for a minute as a GA, so I'm guessing it's in that area.
Okay, yeah. All
but right. he got a Bachelor of Science in Aeronautical Engineering.
He didn't look
dude.
It.
No.
He looks like a football guy. No. All on, you know, he's obviously a smart guy. He's got that.
Clearly, because he got a GA job at Syracuse and then got a job with the Patriots, and then boom. I mean, you know, 3 years later, he's the D coordinator for Bill Belichick.
I know it shouldn't matter, but apparently it does. There's no way in hell he's going to head coach with his hat turned backwards.
I was just going to say, I mean, he looks like a Detroit guy, but are they going to make him like shape up a little bit?
His hat, I don't know if he has
his
hair.
His beard?
He must have hair. I can't tell. It looks like he has a bunch of hair underneath that. So I don't think that's, but he's not going to coach with his hat backwards.
And
he's
as my buddy pointed out,
I hate to be that guy, but he shouldn't.
Well, I mean, that's what kept one of the Ryans from getting jobs here.
Just long hair.
Just the long hair, right? Just the look.
I'm sure the beard's going to stay. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with any of it, except the fact is the hat backwards always makes it look like a moron.
I mean, how many hat backwards guys are CEOs of hundreds of millions or maybe billion-dollar operations, because that's what he is now.
And if you're a hat-backward guy on the weekend in your garage or whatever, that's fine.
Hit it.
On the sideline,
I guarantee
he's not wearing his hat backwards next year.
Mark Cuban's not even a hat-backwards kind of guy.
No, he doesn't wear a hat at all.
I don't think he wears a hat.
No.
And as one of my buddies pointed out, you know, Patricia's always got that number two pencil in his hat.
Right.
But he's holding a laminated play sheet. So what the hell is he doing with the pencil?
It's his lucky pencil, man.
Lucky pencil.
By the way, Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute.
Thank you.
Troy, New York.
New Yorker. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all.
Private college. $50,000 a year.
Boo. Yeah, maybe he had that pencil so he could, if he had to kill somebody, John Wick style.
Could get him.
Maybe.
Yeah, I always keep a pencil handy in case 8 guys attack me.
That's a good idea.
At least.
Aim for the eye socket. Mm-hmm.
And the team he's going to coach, whether he's wearing his hat backwards or not, is one of the 12 teams in the NFL. Still, that's over a third of the NFL that haven't won a Super Bowl. Worth reminding people of that. Falcons, Jags, Bengals, Browns, Cardinals, Chargers, Lions, Panthers, Texans, Titans, Bills, and
Vikings.
There you go. Good news for next year, though. The Vegas odds are out on who they expect to be a contender. The Lions, not one of them. They're in the lower third. The Broncos in the lower third. But your top five, the Patriots. It doesn't mean anything, but
it could change a little bit. I'm talking about there's always a team in the lower side that always rises up.
That's the NFL. That's the beauty of the NFL. Yeah. But the cream of the crop usually stays that way, barring a big injury, and the Patriots are favored, then the Eagles, then the Steelers, and then the Vikings and Packers tied in the top five in Vegas' mind.
And pretty soon we're going to get into mock draft season.
That's right. It's here.
I've been there for about a month and a half.
Yeah, me too. I got the fifth pick.
That's right.
I got the fifth pick,
when
man.
When you're not in the playoffs.
Scouring the internet for mock drafts for quite a while now.
What about you? No playoff bastards. Yeah. Nick Allen will be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, he made the playoffs.
Yeah.
Epic collapse. A soul-crushing defeat, if you will.
Yeah, the mock draft in front of you right now.
You're still pissed at that.
Hey, he opened the door.
He did.
Yeah. Oh, your boys are going to pick Josh Allen, the quarterback out of Wyoming.
I'd be fine with that, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Baker Mayfield.
Be fine with that.
No.
Tim Tebow II.
I'd rather just sign a quarterback and draft other players, because clearly they're better at that than drafting quarterbacks.
Right.
All three on the roster this year were their draft picks. This is as disgusting as the Broncos quarterback situation. Ray Lewis, first ballot Hall of Famer. Yeah. And everybody celebrated Ray Lewis as a first ballot Hall of
Famer.
Except
for the family he allegedly murdered.
Right,
kids,
the two families, yeah.
The two families, right.
Yeah, and not to say that as far as his playing goes, that he should not be in the Hall of Fame. Because
he should even have had a career.
That's the thing. His career should have ended more than likely and would have had he done the same thing 10 years later.
Oh,
but
easily.
Instead he became the face of the league, won another Super Bowl.
Social media, his career would not be around.
Yeah. But fortunately, Randy Moss gets in. I'm looking forward to his speech. That'll probably be pretty good.
Randy Moss is great.
Terrell Owens finally gets in. He should have been. I mean, if Ray was a first ballot, T.O. should have definitely been a first ballot.
Right.
T.O. more epic as far as statistics in the National Football League.
But he wasn't a good teammate.
And Ray was a murdering, lying leader, allegedly, I guess. So, it's kind of oxymoronic. Yeah.
But a pretty good ball player.
Oh, fantastic. One of my favorite players to watch play.
Murder me. I hate ever. Watching him play.
Yeah. Brian Dawkins and Brian Urlacher are also in, and then Bobby Beathard.
The former GM, Beathard. Yeah. You know that was the original name. He goes, no, it's Beathard.
Let's go
He's
Beathard.
Like in middle school. Hey, Beathard.
Let's go Beathard.
Oh, no, it's Beathard.
Was Beathard with the Chargers and the Redskins?
Yeah, Redskins first
Redskins
and the Chargers.
Chargers.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Old Beathard.
Yeah. But old Bobby
No,
Beathard.
It's Mr. Aswipe.
Is he any relation to the Beathard that's playing quarterback for the Niners now?
CJ?
Yeah.
I don't know.
If my name is Beathard, I'm Beathard. I'm going by that.
All, like strong.
It's pronounced
from, from the Iowa Beathard.
Mr. Beathard to you. And a couple warm thoughts. Ryan Shazier, that Steelers linebacker, kind of suffered that like gruesome back injury. He's making incredible progress, they're calling it. He's walking now. The next 3 to 6 months are critical in the recovery as far as understanding how to affect him the rest of his life.
Yeah, that's the most important part. I don't care if he plays again. I want to be healthy.
Yeah, but on his legs, moving his legs, walking with help, positive signs there. And more warm thoughts. Days to the Masters is down to 60 days.
60 days.
Yeah. Right. And that waste management tournament this weekend, 216,000
people. When's Daytona?
People.
When's Daytona, Todd?
That's got to be coming up.
2 weeks from now, right?
It's got to be soon.
Yeah.
I should know that.
Probably 2 weeks from this weekend, isn't it?
I would think so, yeah. It's got to be.
Mid-February.
2 weeks from Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're days from the Olympics.
I got all those minor races going on beforehand. You know that.
Yeah, I know that. It's speed. It'll be week. It'll be the week of Daytona.
Speed week.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a countdown up on the NHL blog for speed
check
week.
It out.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yep.
Thank you, Petey.
Thank you.
All right. Tanland Tuesday on Twitter. There's some warm thoughts for you at TNT Radio Empire. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.